Scripture. I said to the Lord, you know, when you do things like this and you just pour out and pour out, there is no way to, you know, to, I don't know, to pull it, to talk about it or pull it together. I don't know. There's just no way to describe what he does. But this scripture, by way of preparing us as we go along home. This is from Psalm 43, and it's verses 3 and 4. You might, you know, mark this or write it down or whatever, because if you need a reminder, this will work. It says, "Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. And on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God." Lord, this is our prayer, that you send out your light and your truth, that you lead us, that you keep bringing us to your tabernacle, to your dwelling place, that we will rise up every time we have any sense of that at all, that we will go to the altar of God, that we will enter into that place, that we will rejoice in the fact that you are our exceeding joy, and let that grow and be established in our heart, Lord, that we cannot be moved. We cannot be moved out of that place. That we'll be able to stand in the midst of all the things that happen in our lives, and all the people, and all the troubles, and all the burdens and things that Teresa was describing. We'll be able to stand in the midst of those, Lord, and draw on you. Draw on you freely. Know that you are very able. We will not spin around for long, Lord. We will resort to you very quickly. And know very well that you have provision for every single thing. Every single thing that happens to us. Not only do you have provision for it, Lord, but in the midst of it, you will grow us up in you. You will show us your heart. You will just continually enable us to join with you and put on your heart, Lord. I know that there is probably just a lot of thanksgiving in the hearts of all of us this morning, Lord, for the things that you have been doing this weekend. We thank you so much for your presence here, for the way you have worked for getting us here, even over some obstacles, and bringing Tracy up this morning. I know it was on her heart to come, but she gets to be here for this part of it. So, Lord, we just give you praise and glory this morning. We ask you to surround us as we finish up here, as we go down the hill, in all the things that we are going to return to. Turn up the light, Lord. Turn up the light. And that vision of you being alongside and lifting us up and sending us forth, Lord, revive that in our heart every time we need it. There's much more, Lord. That's something I'm hearing too lately. When I praise and thank you, your response is, there's much more. So we look forward to that, Lord. We look forward to it. Use our lives, Lord. Fill us with your Spirit and your presence. And cause us to have the freedom and boldness to pour out those things that you pour in. In Jesus' name. Amen. We were talking last night about a reunion. Don't you think we need a reunion? Yes. In about a month, I think. I don't know if we have talked about that, but we don't have a time exactly, do we? We're just going to do it in about a month. So we'll let everybody know. Okay. Cool. All right. Well, can we have a closing song or something? What's Do you have something you need to do?
Katie's in charge.
Katie's in charge.
I can do something at the end.